Blog Talk Radio. From the awakening plants around Mesilla Valley to the new BB coach, baseball coach at NMSU, and coming from a modest remodeled Scorpion and Snake Proof single wide trailer, Kelly O'Connell here. Good morning to you. It is 6.06 a.m. on the 12th of February, about halfway to, well, we're almost to Valentine's Day, aren't we? Do you have a Valentine? Are you unloved? Are you an unloved conservative who nobody likes because you're too principled? I know the feeling there. All right, so I've got some headlines for you. I've been trying to get back to this this interview with Steve Pierce. I got to play that puppy to ever look him in the face again. But it's we covered some pretty good ground, so I'm going to go over that. In terms of stories today, the big stories that I saw were Brian Williams, the continuing fallout of Brian Williams getting suspended for 6 months. And I heard or read something fascinating about the guy. He wanted to be put into the Tonight Show chair. So that's why he was doing all these comedy shows. He was trying to build up his reputation and his chops as a comedian. Everybody has a dream, right? So I don't think that's going to happen. But and I can't remember. I've only seen him try a couple of jokes, and so I couldn't even really say whether he was funny or not. But maybe he is a hidden comedic talent. Maybe he's going to use this 6 months to maybe he'll do open mics and stuff. All right, John Stewart is stepping down, and I thought it was remarkable that the people that really seemed to be upset about this, about him leaving, were the liberals, because, of course, he's an extremely liberal person who went, you know, under the guise, under the name of being, you know, fair, unbiased or whatever, has really chopped a lot of wood for the Democratic Party, and he attacked, I'm trying to remember the name of the show, this old political show that he came on, and he attacked these people, and they actually canceled the show after he did it, which I thought was just appalling. I mean, you know, I thought it was indicative of how what a lefty he was, though, so I don't know what he's going to do. There are complaints about Susan Rice leading the war efforts, which is you must admit, truly bizarre. Susan Rice was the person who came out and gave all the lies about Benghazi. How she got back in the mix is really remarkable and says a lot about this administration. Bruce Jenner killed somebody in a car wreck I don't know if he was lighting a cigarette or texting or whatever he was doing, but he pushed a lady into traffic and she got killed. And now he's going to put off his sex change, apparently, for a little while, although he's taking female hormones. If you listen to the show yesterday, you'll be fascinated to find out that many, many of the men who get sex changes, literal sex change surgery, consider themselves to be lesbians. Is that not bizarre? That seems like a very roundabout way. Christina Houston, daughter of Whitney Houston, is brain dead, and they're waiting to pull the plug on her mom's birthday. All right, some other stories here. And Fox News is reporting that the administration has evacuated U.S. Marines and told them to from Yemen and told them to leave their weapons behind. I have never heard anything like that in my life. If the president was the CEO of a company and not the president, how long would it take for the stockholders to have a revolt, you know? And get them out of there. Now MSNBC is promoting the story of a couple of guys hugging each other, but one behind, a Miyagishima hug, if you will. And it says, will the chaos end? Hearing could clear up gay marriage confusion in Alabama. And let me ask you this, 523-1450. Do you believe the less than a majority of people want gay marriage across the United States, that the Supreme Court should mandate gay marriage, should, you know, pass the law for gay marriage. And if so, under what theory? You know, because we it's not a pure democracy. We don't have a pure democracy, which is just mob rule, which is just 51% of the people have a voice and the rest don't. But under what theory do you support it? You know, you can call it constitutional, but you know, there's no direct place in the Constitution that addresses homosexuality, gay marriage, any of these things. So under what theory would you propose that it should be accepted? CNN, ceasefire deal reached in the Ukraine. 10-month conflict has claimed 5,000 lives. I would have thought that it would have been a little bit more than that. With all of the, you know, all of the stuff in the media, and it sounded like they were just coming in and blowing up everything, but you would have thought there would have been tens of thousands of people killed, but there's only 5,000, so that's good to hear. Now, there's another story that's come out that is stated that Russia has been able to kind of befriend the I'm looking at another story here that says pop singer pregnant at 50. But we've been able to the Russians have come in and made friends with Egypt, which they were not able to do before. But because basically what happened is we backed the Muslim Spring. That didn't work out. They're back to a more Western-friendly government, but they're upset at America, especially when Obama refused to accept them throwing out their Muslim Brotherhood president. Then it was, it didn't help anything, obviously. So, all right, so I'm looking for the name of this celeb. It looks like it might be Paul Simon's wife. Anyway, let me take a little bit of break here with the Cowboy Junkies, and we'll come back and talk a little bit about New Mexico, local news, New Mexico. And then I've got to get into that interview with Steve because we cover a lot of ground. Kelly O'Connell, 523-1450. 805-6180 is the text. Text is back. Texture is better than ever. Cowboy Junkies, A Common Disaster. They're from Canada. And very interesting music, kind of spare and haunting. 523-1450 at 614 KOBE Las Cruces. We'll be right back with the Kelly O'Connell Show. Good morning, folks. 619 Kelly O'Connell Show. And it is a little bit colder this morning. And let's just check on the temperature right now. And it is 33 degrees. So there is. So, well, let me play you just a little bit of this clip that I had mentioned. Maddening. Before we get into local news, maddening how naive this administration is. State Department ordering evacuating Marines to surrender weapons. There's just a lot of decisions that are made that don't make any sense, you know, and this is certainly one of them. And this is from the Kelly Report or whatever it's called, Megyn Kelly. Well, it is shocking, isn't it? I mean, Anyway, there's so many things that are done by this administration that so whoever you want to blame him on, some people say the president's a puppet, other people say that he is the chief evildoer. There's so many things that are done by this administration that don't ring true, whether they're a direct threat to America or not. They don't represent our values, and sometimes they seem like tremendous threats. And you could say, well, Kelly, you know, we're still carrying on. We're still the number one nation. So don't get your, don't get alarmed and everything. But how long can we last if we continue to make decisions that are not just symbolically un-American, but dangerous? That would be my question. 523-1450. All right. So there is a story that came out in Drudge that I thought was interesting. Driver's licenses for immigrants spur debate in New Mexico is the name of the article. APNewsArchive.com, February 11th, 2015, comes out yesterday. The Republican-led House of Representatives, according to this article, is poised to pass a measure repealing a 2003 law that made New Mexico one of the first states to offer licenses to immigrants regardless of status. But the Senate Democrats have vowed to fight this. And now we'll keep you posted on this. But, you know, that was one of the Governor Martinez's big things was she was going to try to get rid of that. Representative William Bill Rem, Republican Albuquerque, says we tried the experiment and it didn't work. And that other states giving driver's licenses to immigrants will also be out of compliance with federal law. Well, what if the federal law is not enforced by the administration? Now, Representative Antonio Maestas, Democrat Albuquerque, says they campaigned on the repeal and they're stuck fighting for repeal. They painted themselves into a corner. So how do you think this plays? Another Republican from Albuquerque says we need to get this dangerous law off the books. So what do you think about this? Is there an argument, 523-1450, for there to be some sort of identification for these people, or is it just a bad idea? I think it strikes a lot of conservatives as being really an absurd law that is just rewarding people that are not doing things the right way. Now, some of our other stories I've got for you right here. New Mexico passes a bill that would end social promotion. And I've got that clip for you from KOB. But social promotion is when you have a kid in school. Most people know this. The kid doesn't to the level to make it into the next grade, but to keep the kid from maybe being embarrassed or wanting to drop out of school, they keep the kid in school, pass him on to the next grade. And so there's been a lot of criticism of that as well. Here's that story. Probably goes without saying, doesn't it? I don't know. I just kind of wonder if you took people out of their parties, if it wasn't the parties that were you know, like directing people how to vote and how to think, and, you know, I wonder how would the Democrats act and how would the Republicans act? I think there's a lot of people out there that are they're not really educated even in their own party's thinking or stands. And some people will argue that it's the Democrats in particular that have a tribal approach. You have a bunch of different groups with their own ideas, their own, you know, values that they're fighting for that might be totally, totally at odds with some of the other tribes, but they band together and fight for one another because that's how you, you know, move forward with, you know, I mean, it may not make very much sense, but on the other hand, it seems to be extremely effective for how they're doing stuff. It's been effective. Let's put it to you this way: it's been effective in the short term. In the long term, it might be a total disaster. I've got a little bit of Stephen Wright here, comedy, very clever comedian who's famous for a deadpan that is unemotional delivery. Kelly O'Connell, 7:30. 523-1450 to call in, 805-6180 to text. We'll be right back, but check this out. It's Kelly here. Good morning, 636. And it is, give you the current temperature right now, about 33 degrees. So right around the point of freezing. You might want to grab a coat as you exit the facility. All right, there's a little bit of interesting local news. The issue of getting vaccines, and also the related argument of whether vaccines are good or bad. Some people claiming vaccines cause more serious illnesses than not getting your kid vaccinated is. That's created a real outrage across the country amongst some. Now, there are a number of kids who are not getting vaccinated, higher in Las Cruces at four schools. The exemption rate, the rate of kids who don't get it vaccinated, is about 10%. That number is lower in Dona Ana County, according to Sun News, with 33.56 vaccine exemptions per 1,000 students. But four schools in Las Cruces are above that. Hillrise Elementary is 16.16, which is quite a bit higher than the average of the state. Central Elementary, 11.19 exemptions per 1,000. Fair Acres Elementary, 10.35, and Tombow Elementary, 10.17. Of the 43 schools within the school district, at least 31 have at least one child whose parent or legal guardian has signed a vaccine exemption. What do you think of vaccines? 523-1450. Vaccines. I mean, you hear that there is this kind of counterculture movement out there, which I believe tie into the group of people that believe in conspiracies and such. I think there is, and I wonder what percentage of the country would believe in conspiracies, the counterculture medical movement. I would be kind of interested to find that out. And by the way, from the other day, I don't know if I mentioned this, one third of the people are opting out of New Mexico Obamacare for whatever reason. Spaceport America to open to visitors, truth or consequences from KRQE. And it's going to open its doors in an adobe building that was constructed in 1935. And March 2015, at the spaceports itself on March 2015, Spaceport America plans to open an expanded visitor experience in the Gateway Gallery. And the tours cost between, get the Spaceport America tours. Cost between $29 and $59. That's a lot of money. All right. So the guy that was killed and that was shot in the hotel in Encanto, the cop, a Santa Fe County man is suing his estate, the estate of Deputy Jeremy Martin, who was shot to death in October in Las Cruces at the hands of Deputy Ty Chan. And, a guy by the name of Henry Milligan is suing his estate for putting on his handcuffs too tight. So, causing severe pain. That is interesting. All right. And, all right. So let's take a break for the weather. 523-1450. Let me play a little more Cowboy Junkies for you on the way out there. They're still together, by the way. And they got together, I believe, in the 1990s or maybe late 1980s. Common Disaster, Cowboy Junkies, 523-1450 to call in, 805-6180 to text. And I'm going to come back and play a little Steve Pierce interview. Kelly O'Connell. It is the 12th. It's a little bit over freezing outside, and it's 641 on KOBE. Kelly here, and good morning. Thanks for tuning in. Really appreciate your company this morning at 6:44. A little bit more than freezing outside. All right, here's a little more of an interview that I did with Steve a couple weeks ago that is talking about the transition between the Dem versus Republican House. Steve Pierce is our U.S. representative. I've gotten to know him pretty well, and he's a good guy. Very smart person. You talk to him and, he's just, he seems to know a lot and he's very passionate about the country. All right. You might not agree with him, but I will guarantee you if you met him, you would come away with a positive impression in terms of, his politeness and stuff like that. Relatively modest person, bearing in mind he has got a national seat. Anyway, here's a little bit more talking about this transition, like I say. Kelly O'Connell, 6:45. Tax code issue in just a second. Got to take a little break here. Kelly O'Connell, 6:51. Steve Pierce, a very lively mind that this guy has and doesn't back down from questions. 6:51, KOBE, 523-1450. I'll take your calls. If I go on to a break, I won't interrupt this is a pre-recorded interview. Be right back. Hey, it's Kelly here, and I'm just going to play a little bit more of this interview with Steve Pierce, and we're talking about the tax code, changing that. Take a little break here talking about the tax code, and so it's a question as where the taxes are headed, etc. Got a word from Australia's Prime Minister Abbott, who says that Australia is becoming an increasingly typical target of terrorism, and that it's become a worldwide war. Anybody who's been watching the news is obviously going to come to that conclusion, but it's kind of scary the days that we're living in. So do you think that there is going to be an increase of terrorist attacks in the United States? It is my impression that we will have that unless we can figure out a way to stop it, but it seems like it's increasing internationally. So got to be obviously trying to figure out different ways, you know, stay one step ahead of these terrorists. Anyway, Kelly O'Connell here. We'll take you out with the Cowboy Junkies, A Common Disaster, at 6:59 on the button. Kelly O'Connell Show, 523-1450 to call in, and we'll come back and spend a little more time with Steve Pierce in the next hour. Good morning, it's Kelly. Good morning, it's Kelly, and welcome to the show. Looking for anything that would say any kind of a video report right now that would talk about Brian Williams, who wanting to become the famous anchor, who's now been suspended for 6 months, stating that he wanted to become the host. I guess that was his thing. He was appearing on all of these comedy shows, and he was trying to get some notoriety as a comedian. Believe it or not, seems like it would be a hard jump to me to go from being an anchor. Now, they say that part of the problem with him was that he didn't have anybody above him to tell him he was wrong or to challenge some of his statements. So that kind of makes you wonder, when you're talking about these national news programs and these very powerful anchors, who's fact-checking these things? You know, in theory, reporters are putting stories together and they're being fact-checked by their bosses and such, 523-1450. But if somebody goes along and has so much power at a network, who's going to come along and challenge their facts, you know? So, and this is in addition to what a lot of people on the right claim is just a kind of this instinctual leftist bias that these people have, which has always has been for decades an enormous criticism that the right has had against these type of people. So anyway, John Stewart is leaving. I'm looking at ABC News right now for the headlines. One of which, the main one, is Bob Simon, this guy from 60 Minutes that died in a car wreck. And they had to cut him out of his car. And he was an older guy, but they had to look like the car was literally cut in half in this wreck in New York City. So they had to cut him out of his car, and he didn't make it. So there's a huge amount of reaction in the media. They seem to care more about that than almost anything. Looking for some of the headlines that you might find interesting here. Obama warns terrorist ISIL is going to lose. Now, do you really believe that? Do you believe that the president has in his mind, or maybe in his heart, a commitment and a plan to go after these guys? Do you think that it's something that would keep him up at night? John Stewart, well, it just doesn't seem to be a lot going on at ABC News. And all right, so let me get back to this interview with Steve Pearce and just talking about talking about the tax code. But we're going to be talking about the transition and this idea that if the Democrats hang on to Obamacare, no matter what the Supreme Court says, each of these senators, if they back Obamacare, is going to then have to come into the next election, the ones that weren't in the last election, to defend their position. And they lost. I mean, they lost by a giant wave. We got a phone call here. Thanks for the call to the Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this?
Hey, good morning, Kelly. It's Mike.
Mike, I wanted to put you on suspension for your very naughty OJ anecdote. But anyway, how's it going?
I was wondering, you know, NBC News, they had that show called To Catch a Predator.
Yeah.
You remember that guy, Chris Hansen?
Yes.
He was another one that they caught. He's like doing some real perverted things or something.
He himself was a predator.
Right. And that was NBC.
You know what would have been great if they had given him an outline of who it was and not used the name, and if he had caught himself on TV and had a moment of like illumination. I'm talking about myself here. Yeah, you know, you always wonder about these people. Well, you know, they say one of the problems with Brian Williams, I find it bizarre that he wanted to be, not maybe not. Oh my God, Mike, what's going on there?
Uh oh. I'm going to have to hang up and listen, Kelly.
Mike, put down the hot pliers. Okay, thank you. I find one of the strange things, maybe it's just understandable that no matter where you get in life, there's always, you see a higher mountain to climb. But Brian Williams, the number one anchor in arguably in the world, maybe in at least in the United States, highest paid, best ratings, gets it in his mind that he's a comedian and might, you know, he might be hilariously funny and he can't express it on the TV show, but on the nightly news, nobody wants to hear somebody yucking it up over Islamic terrorists, but that he wanted to take over, that I find it kind of fascinating that he thought that he could make this transition to the Tonight Show. People were obviously telling him he was very funny. He was doing a lot of gags on these shows. I thought he was just trying to promote his career. I never really watched him, but I would see his name come up in, you know, doing internet searches and stuff. He's on Fallon or he's on Leno, whatever shows he was coming on. He was joking around, but I just find it fascinating that, that was his goal. That was his, I mean, to himself, that was his official goal. I start out as an anchor, I end up as Johnny Carson. Very fascinating. And then also this, they say that the reason that he was insecure about his, that he wanted to beef up his resume is that he was never a beat reporter. So he never did a lot of this stuff coming up. He was never the foreign correspondent in Kabul or Tehran or whatever. He was never in Africa doing this stuff. So that he felt at a disadvantage compared to the people that were apparently under him, that, you know, so I don't know. It's hard to say. I mean, you know, everybody has their own, I guess, secret dreams inside. I'll transition here with a little bit of Cowboy Junkies' Thunder Road. Great stuff. It's very, very, it's great mood music. 713, 714 on the button, Kelly O'Connell Show, 523-1450. And 805-618-02 text in, and we'll come back and do a little more Pierce. Kelly here. Good morning to you at 7:18. It's a little bit over freezing outside. Might be around 35 degrees. Let me check for you if its temperature has gone up a little bit. And I've got the temperature right now at 33, so just grab your coat on the way out the door. I've got a few texts here. Obama's lies endanger the American people. Do the lies of Brian Williams endanger Americans? He's been swiftly disposed of or transitioned out. Not Obama, though. Why is that? Really, is it Joe Biden that has us shaking in our boots? And does anyone see the evil behind our public figures lying to all of us? Brian Williams had a proclivity to lying about his life. Obama lied about Al-Qaeda being on the run to get reelected, among other major things like Obamacare, tens of thousands of undocumented Central American flooding. But I think that's fair. I wonder if lying comes out of the highest levels, if people have an inability to deal with it because, you know, you're so dependent on the president or whatever, and you can't accept this idea that he's lying and it's harming the country, you know. Although I would argue that it all depends on the media. The media is the canary in the coal mine. This is why people tune into talk radio, because you're able to hear and discuss things, you know, if you want to take part in the show, that are not really accepted at the, or not really done even at the highest levels of the media. And so people are trying to find alternative sources of information. And, you know, it's funny. You've got somebody who's got almost unprecedented level of access to people today, Brian Williams, and he can say anything that he wants. If he's lying about his own life, what else is he lying about? I mean, there are lies of omission. Catholic Church talks about this. You are sins of omission. You don't do the right thing, and therefore you sin. There's lies of omission, and this happens all the time in the mainstream media, where part of the story is told. It might be technically accurate, but it conveys the wrong sense because a more complete picture is not painted. That happens all the time. That's why we've all got to be trained We've got to train ourselves to look for propaganda in the various ways that we are misled. And we always have to ask ourselves, you know, this person, this media person telling us the truth, and if not, why not? What do they have to gain? In politics, what is gained is power. And sometimes money, you know. All right, here's a little bit more of that interview with Steve Pierce. Kelly O'Connell, 523-1450, 805-6180. Folks, let's come back and listen to Steve Pierce's thoughts on the founders and how those ideals might play out today. 725 Kelly O'Connell Show, 523-1450 to call in. And a little bit over freezing outside. We'll be right back on the 12th of February, 2015. Kelly here, and did you know that we're about to listen to Steve Pierce's thoughts on the founders? Did you know this guy? Remember this guy that was from France that was, I think he was the head of the IMF, the World Bank or something. Dominique Strauss-Kahn was accused of rape, and then he by a housekeeper, and then they, you know, did an investigation and decided that he wasn't guilty of that. He went back to France, and he's being charged now with pimping. Now, prostitution is legal in France, but you're not allowed, I guess, to be a pimp. But he said that one of the quotes from the scene from this prosecution is that I didn't have a lot of orgies. So he said he only had four a year. So for the last 3 or 4 years, anyway, you think he would have kind of turned over a new leaf when he got charged with rape. He did have sex with this lady in this housekeeper in this New York City hotel, but they decided it was consensual and that she was prostituting herself on the side. Anyway, here is a little bit more from Steve Pierce. Folks, so talking with Steve there and Steve Pierce, U.S. Representative, 735. It's a little bit over freezing outside. Grab a coat and on the way out the door. 523-1450 to call in and 805-6180 to text. Let's take a little break here and we'll be right back. Give you some weather. It's Kelly here, and I'm talking to Steve Pierce about American history, and he's about to mention how a lot of these issues that come up in public life, one side of the equation says that the debate is over, and instead of kind of continuing to talk it out. Well, come back to that in just a second. Here is another break for you. 523-1450 to call in, 805-6180 text. Well, let me give you a little more Stephen Wright comedy here. It is Kelly here, and a little bit more from Steve Pierce here in just a second, but investors, Business Daily has an article as Jews depart, European civilization dies. And so there's a lot of hostility in Europe. The Jews leaving because they're getting attacked in various places. There's a lot of hostility. This is a recurring theme in Europe, which I doubt I need to remind you about the Holocaust and all this stuff. But Ethan Epstein of the Weekly Standard writes, "A Europe without Jews would be almost without precedent. The continent has played host to Jewish communities for millennia or thousands of years. It would also be in a measurably poorer place in myriad ways. We're talking about the culture that produced Kafka, Freud, and Stefan Zweig." There are actually many, many famous Jewish people in European history. And their murders in Paris and the general anger in some of these European places about Jews that you may not hear about much is it's really scary. It's like we're going back to World War II. 10% of Jews live in Europe, only 1.4 million, and they're getting out quick. And before the Holocaust in 1939, there were 9.5 million Jews in Europe. By 1991, there's still 2 million Jews there now, 1.4 million, and they're leaving. And if Paris gets taken over by Muslims the way it's headed, it would be very, very scary for the Jewish people that live there. And don't forget the extraordinary number of, you know, patents and the Nobel Peace Prizes and various things that the Jews are, as a culture, extraordinarily successful, and they're involved in science and the humanities and stuff. And it would be a tremendous loss for Europe. Here's a little bit more from this interview with Steve. Talking about how a place like Detroit, which was the technological capital of the world, fell into almost about half of it's gone now, and it's just in chaos over there. How did that happen in 50 years? Folks, we're kind of out of time. Got through most of that. I might play a little more. That's Blog Talk Radio, by the way. If you want to hear the show, a repeat of it, go to Blog Talk Radio, Kelly O'Connell. And, well, anyway, thanks for spending some time with me today. And we've got, well, let's see, we've got the piano set up here, but I'm trying to think if I'm in the mood, you know what I mean? Let me play a little Elton John for you. Don't let the sun go down on me. We'll be see you back in 22 hours. Ciao. Kelly O'Connell.